good news and disappointing news from Icon Aircraft. A Cirrus G3 with Avadyne Release 9 will be on display in Tampa. And an LSA manufacturer moves production from the Czech Republic to Oregon. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, July 10th, 2009. One of the most anticipated new aircraft in recent memory will have to be anticipated just a little longer. Icon Aircraft says it successfully closed another round of equity financing in June, intended to take the Icon A5 light sport amphibian to the manufacturing stage. The bad news is it didn't happen soon enough to stay on the program's original schedule. CEO Kirk Hawkins commented, quote, "The high investor confidence we're seeing is due to Icon's all-star team, the outstanding design of the A5, overwhelming market enthusiasm, Icon's growing $40 million plus in backlogged sales, as well as the fact that the first 2 years of production are already pre-sold," unquote. At the same time, the start of production has been pushed out 9 months, with first customer deliveries now scheduled to begin in the third quarter of 2011. In an email notice of the change to position holders, Hawkins closed on an upbeat note, quote, "The good news overall is that you're early on the Icon position list, and the A5 is still the hottest, most anticipated LSA on the global market, bar none. Your A5 deposit is held in escrow, refundable and fully transferable. Additionally, with the strong sales rate we're seeing these days and the lengthening order list that recently passed position number 410, we're considering closing the order list in the coming months," unquote. The hint seems to be that a closed order book could potentially drive those transferable deposits above face value, especially if the company's aggressive promotion continues. Icon plans to fly the A5 at Oshkosh, including a water demonstration. The folks at Leading Edge Aircraft Sales in Tampa are getting set to show off a Cirrus G3 with a brand new Avadyne Integra Release 9 avionics ready to fly. Leading Edge is partnering with Sarasota Avionics to install the latest glass panel upgrade from Avadyne. David Modberg, president of Cirrus Aircraft Sales at Leading Edge, tells ANN, quote, "We will have a demo plane," unquote. An Integra Release 9 equipped G3 will be on the ramp at Leading Edge Aviation at Tampa Executive Airport on July 18th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Reservations are recommended. Allegro USA LLC has announced that its Allegro light sport aircraft will now be built completely in the United States. Formerly built by Fantasy Air in the Czech Republic, the plane will be produced now in Roseburg, Oregon, a move the company says eliminates concerns for warranty, parts, delivery, and financing. Allegro also touts its growth at a time when some other aircraft companies are cutting back. Company President Doug Hempstead predicts, quote, "We believe in the Allegro and the USA light sport market and will continue with our expansion of the Allegro for the United States market and beyond," unquote. Allegro's LSA is a high-wing, tricycle gear plane powered by a choice of two variants of the Rotax 912. Up next on ANN, a successful test for NASA in more ways than one. NTSB thinks it knows what happened to Steve Fawcett. And investigators say a snail in the fuel may have brought down a Cessna. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 10th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA got off its delayed test of the MAX launch abort system Wednesday morning. The evaluation of the alternative system for saving a crew during a mission aborted at launch came off at 6:26 a.m. at NASA's flight facility at Wallops Island, Virginia. The MLAS consists of four solid rocket abort motors inside a bullet-shaped composite fairing attached to a full-scale mock-up of the Orion crew module. The 33-foot-high MLAS vehicle was launched to an altitude of about a mile. The crew module mock-up separated from the launch vehicle at 7 seconds into the flight and parachuted into the Atlantic Ocean. NASA has chosen a different abort system using a single abort motor, but wanted to test this alternative. The agency says the test showed MLAS stable along an unpowered trajectory, among other findings, and also provided the team at Wallops with experience which could prove valuable in future missions. Find more details of the system and the successful test in the text version of this story, dated July 9th, at aero-news.net. The NTSB has released its final report on the accident that claimed the life of adventurer Steve Fawcett on September 3, 2007. After the wreckage was discovered, a review of radar data revealed a track that ended about a mile northwest of the accident site. The board determined that the Blanca struck mountainous terrain near Mammoth Lakes, California, after encountering downdrafts that exceeded the climb capability of the airplane. Contributing to the accident was a high-density altitude. It's summertime. Fly safe out there. Here's one you probably haven't heard before. The NTSB is investigating the forced landing of a Penobscot Island Air Service Cessna 206 in Islesboro, Maine on June 15th, and says the remains of a snail were found in spilled fuel at the scene. The board reports the 206 was substantially damaged when it lost power shortly after takeoff from Islesboro Airport. The pilot made a forced landing in a wooded area and walked away with minor injuries. The accident flight was said to be the fourth flight of the day. During pre-flight, the pilot said he sumped the tanks and noticed water in the samples. He continued to sump the tanks until the samples were free of water. The three previous flights had totaled about 50 minutes. The FAA found fuel drained from the right header tank contained water and a snail. The engine was found to run properly after the incident on other fuel remaining in its system. The wreckage and the fuel harvested from the airplane were recovered to the operator's hangar for a detailed examination. There's a joke in here somewhere about needing a faster airplane, but I'm going to guess instead the final report on probable cause is more likely to say something about gas caps or fuel vendors. We can expect that report in about a year. Still ahead, rising production at Cirrus is good news for its suppliers. Flight Design lands a new dealer and customer in India. And NextGen ATC inches closer. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, June 10th. I'm Paul Plack. We often hear about suppliers having to lay off workers when manufacturers cut production. Fortunately, economic ripples flow both ways. North Star Aerospace of Duluth, Minnesota, is hiring back some of its laid-off workforce due largely to a surge in orders for Cirrus aircraft. Minnesota Public Radio reports that with Cirrus ramping up production to fill recovering orders, there's more demand for parts manufactured by North Star. North Star CEO John Eagleton says his company has also started making parts for windmills that generate electricity. Quote, "We're fortunate to be able to have several new customers that we're making, in some cases, pieces and parts for, and others we're making complete units," unquote. Eagleton tells NPR about 20 workers have been recalled, with more expected in the coming months. Flight Design has about 800 of its LSA-class planes flying worldwide, and it's looking like pretty soon there will be a few more. The company reports the largest flight school in India, Academy of Carver Aviation, has become a Flight Design pilot center and the distributor for India. Flight Design CEO Matthias Betch says LSAs are proving ideal for flight schools pressed to contain costs, even when supplying the largest airlines with pilots. Betch suggests his plane's proven reliability was also a factor. Quote, "A flight around the world in a CT by two pilots from the Indian Air Force has shown the reliability and performance of the airplane," unquote. Academy of Carver Aviation CEO Mark Cavalho adds the generous cabin dimensions are also appreciated. Quote, "The performance, range, view, and interior space make the CTLS superior to standard GA airplanes. Our instructors have never seen or experienced a more comfortable workplace," unquote. The exact number of immediate orders of the CTLS for use as trainers was not announced, but the school says it plans to replace all its existing GA training planes in the next 18 months with flight design products, and will open one more flight school in India by the end of 2009. The academy already has more than 2,000 employees in India. And finally, little bits and pieces of next-gen ATC technology are getting tested, even if the overall plan and the funding remain in limbo. Alaska Airlines has begun a testing program called Greener Skies in cooperation with the Port of Seattle, the Boeing Company, and the FAA. The idea is to use required navigation performance and GPS technology to descend more efficiently to reduce fuel consumption, emissions, and noise in the Puget Sound region. The airline is seeking FAA approval for the procedures, which could ultimately be used by all properly equipped carriers at SeaTac. Testing began on June 16th on a 737 during a non-commercial flight. Instead of the usual stair-step reduction in altitude during approach, the plane flew a consistent and controlled approach from initial power reduction to touchdown. Alaska Airlines estimates the procedures will cut fuel consumption by 2.1 million gallons a year, reduce carbon emissions by 22,000 metric tons, and lower noise for 750,000 residents. Planning and testing will continue through the end of this year, and the airline hopes for FAA approval for the procedures sometime in 2010. Greener Skies is the perfect name for the program in Seattle. If you know anything about the climate here, the name goes perfectly with green sidewalks, green gutters, green white walls. By the way, we're in the Seattle area this weekend for the Arlington Regional Fly-In. We'll have news and interviews for you next week and let you know how the show went. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Teledyne Continental's Mac Little talks about the new 0200 lightweight engine for LSAs and home builds, and about going head-to-head with the Rotax 900 series in that market segment. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Odeo, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day. We'll be right back.